Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 81.
Take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Speciale. We'd ask our members and our visitors in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Speciale.
Almighty God, we thank you for bringing us safely here today to do the work of the people of North Carolina. We pray that you'll guide us in our deliberations, temper us in our passions, and lead us in the direction that you would have us go. We pray that you will help us to never lose sight of the fact that we are here not to push our individual agendas, but to pursue your agenda and the agenda of the people of this great state. We pray that in all that we do, that we will represent you and the citizens of North Carolina fairly, with integrity, and with enough knowledge of the issues to make informed decisions and the courage to follow through on those decisions. Almighty God, we pray for your guidance, for your love, your forgiveness, and your mercy for each of us, for our families, and for the people of this state and this country. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 19th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for June 19th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day, Dr. Diane Yazarski from Hillsboro. Thank you for being with us today, ma'am. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The roll clerk report the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 11, an act to strengthen the permitting enforcement authority of the ABC Commission and to make other changes to the ABC laws. Senate Bill 466, an act to modify certain provisions concerning the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. House Bill 57, an act to create a term of public schools that includes the various types of public schools in the state and to codify the North Carolina Virtual Public School Program. House Bill 389, an act to authorize public colleges and universities to allow alcohol sales at stadiums, athletic facilities, and arenas located on school property. House Bill 531, an act to make changes to the general statutes to reflect the restoration of the Federal Protecting Tenants at Foreclosure Act. House Bill 658, an act modified expired drug provision of the Drug Supplies and Medical Devices Repository Program to allow for the acceptance of dispensing of drugs that have not reached their expiration date for the purpose of increased access for individuals who are underinsured or uninsured. House Bill 664, an act to establish educational attainment goal for the state.
Chapter bills will be noted. Mr. Clerk, Chair is going to direct House Bill 954, qualified DAV preferences, to be placed on the unfavorable calendar of the House. Chair is going to suspend Rule 12D. Chair has received a request that House Bill 607, short title Massage Board membership, be removed from today's calendar by the bill sponsor. So the chair is going to remove from today's calendar and calendar for June 26th. Senate Bill 80, clerk will read.
Senator Ford, Senate Bill 80, a bill to be entitled an act to remove the cap on satellite annexation for the town of China Grove, General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 80 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Adams, Representative Quick, Representative Reeves, if members on the floor wish to vote, Representative Everett. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote, 105, having voted in the affirmative and one of the negative. Senate Bill 80 passes its third reading, will be returned to the Senate for concurrence. For what purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise?
A point of privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, members. I wanted to handle this early on. I placed on your desk here the fallen officer legislation that we passed back in 2018, and I just wanted to bring your attention to it. I've given you a list of the names of the officers, the wildlife officers who have fallen in the course of duty, and put the county there so that any of you that had any of these in your district could have that information. Tomorrow we'll have the ceremony awarding these to the survivors of these fallen officers down in Duplin County. We're doing it there because the gentleman, John Oliver Edwards, whom this award and lifetime license is named after, served in Duplin County. An interesting side note, this has been in the planning for over a year, and we went through a lot of multiple discussions about where to do it and how to do it. I won't go into the details other than that. Very randomly, and without any of us knowing it, the date that we decided to do this is actually John Oliver Edwards' birthday. And that happened just coincidentally, and I thought that was pretty interesting. So you have that information available to you. Thank you.
For what purpose? Okay. For what purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Everett, rise.
I'd like to be recorded as aye on the Senate Bill 80.
Gentleman be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 80. For what purpose, lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to clarify the bill that was placed on the unfavorable calendar.
It was. House Bill 954.
Thank you, sir.
Chair is going to move the House Bill 483 at the request of one of the sponsors to the end of the calendar. Therefore, next bill will take up Senate Bill 191. Clerk will read. Actually, just a moment. Chair is going to bypass this bill at the moment. Senate Bill 227. Clerk will read.
Senator Tillman, Senate Bill 227, the bill to be entitled an act to maintain administration for current grant recipients of the existing transforming principal prep program from phase administration by the new principal fellows of TP3 Commission. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is kind of time sensitive because we had placed in prior legislation a transfer of this program at June 30th, but they did not really have a working transition plan dealing with this. So the two entities have come together and have worked out an administrative phased in transition, also a financial transition, and we really need this to go ahead and get moving through so we can meet that June 30th deadline to where all this is worked out. All parties involved are in agreement with this compromise legislation, and I would appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 227 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative, 107 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. Senate Bill 227 passed the second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 227 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 227 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate for concurrence. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that Senate Bill 191, which we just skipped over, be removed from today's calendar and counted for Tuesday of next week. Senate Bill 366, Clerk will read.
Senators McInnes and Reed Jackson, Senate Bill 366, a bill to be entitled 10th Grade College Transfer Pathways, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, recognize and debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 366 expands the collaboration between North Carolina community colleges and local LEAs for junior and senior high school students in transportation technology, construction, or business technologies. It expands college transfer pathways for qualified students within the community college or to the community college system. It redefines the criteria for being an adjunct professor if the individual does not possess an associate or baccalaureate degree, and increases the number of hours an adjunct professor can teach per week. The bill's been passed in the appropriate education committees in the Senate and the House, in Senate chamber 48-0. I ask for your green vote.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 366 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Pierce, does the gentleman intend to be the only no vote? Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 366 passes second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 366 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 366 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate for concurrence. Representative Elmore is recognized to send forth a conference report. The clerk will read.
The President of the Senate, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the conferees appointed to resolve the difference between the Senate and the House of Representatives on Senate Bill 219, a bill to be entitled an act to modify teacher licensure requirements, House Committee Substitute Favorable 6519, House Committee Substitute Number 2 Favorable 61019, submit the following report. The Senate and the House agreed to the following amendment of the House Committee Substitute Favorable 6519, House Committee Substitute Number 2 Favorable 61019, and the Senate concurs and the House Committee Substitute as amended. Delete the entire House Committee Substitute Favorable 6519, House Committee Substitute Number 2 Favorable 61019, and substitute the attached proposed Conference Committee Substitute S219-PCCS35298-TC-3. The conferees recommend that the Senate and the House Representative adopt this report. Date conferees approved report June 20th, 2019. Conferees from the Senate, Senator McInnes, Chair, Senators Rabin, Tillman, and Ballot. Conferees from the House of Representatives, Representative Elmore, Chair, Representatives Horn and Clemens.
Senate 219 will be counted pursuant to Rule 44 and without objection, today's calendar. So ordered. Senate Bill 529, Clerk will read.
Senators Gunn and Jay Davis, Senate Bill 529, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the maximum process fee for return checks. General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What this bill does, it increases the non-sufficient funds return check fee from $25 to $35. It This bill received a unanimous vote in the Banking Committee. It's supported by the retail merchants and others, and there's no known opposition to the bill, so I'll stop talking and just ask for your green vote.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question before the House. Passage of Senate Bill 529, second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Jackson, gentleman would on this bill. Is Representative Quick on the floor? I don't see him. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 90 having voted in the affirmative, 18 in the negative. Senate Bill 529 passed second reading. Will without objection. Hear at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina and acts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 529 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. Aye. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 529, having passed its third reading, is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 556, clerk will read.
Senators Edwards, Heiss, and Perry, Senate Bill 556, a bill to be entitled to GSC People First Language 2019, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Davis, gentlemen, will do the amendment first or debate the bill first?
Debate the bill.
Chairman is recognized. Debate the bill.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, last year the General Statutes Commission recommended a People's First Language Bill that replaced mental retardation with mental disability in statutes that did not relate to the revision of services. That particular bill was known as People's First Language of 2018. It passed both houses, both chambers, and was signed into law. This bill, which is known as People First Language of 2019, complements the previous bill by changing the term mental retardation to intellectual disability or intellectual or other developmental disability in statutes that do relate to the revision of services. In preparing this bill, the General Statutes Commission consulted with the Department of Health and Human Services, also circulated a draft to the Department of Transportation, Department of Public Safety, Department of Justice, Department of Administration, the North Carolina Congress of District Attorneys, and the Health Law Section and the Elder Law Special Needs Sections of the North Carolina State Bar, and there is no known opposition to the bill. And I'd ask for your support. And, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to speak on the amendment. The
gentleman is recognized. Send forth the amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 7, by rewriting the line to read.
Recognize, debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this body previously passed House Bill 33, which deals with the General Statutes Commission reducing its membership from 14 to 13 by stating that the two-year terms would begin on September 1 and also designating how a position would be filled when that has been expired or otherwise terminated. It passed unanimously. The reason I'm asking this to be an amendment, because as you know, things are moving very slowly in the Senate. I wanted to make sure that this got passed into law since it does relate to the General Statutes Commission. So I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the amendment sent forward by Representative Davis. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Clerk Webner, vote. Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 108 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Amendments adopted. We're now back on the bill. Further discussion, further debate. Not the question before the House. Passage of Senate Bill 556 on second reading. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Batch, wish to record. Representative Abbs, gentlemen intend to vote the way he did. Clerk Lock Machine, record the vote. 107 haven't voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. Senate Bill 556 passed the second reading. Will without objection. You're at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question. Chair, see a couple of lights. These members wishing to debate this bill? Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 556 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 556, having passed third reading, is ordered ordered in gross and sent to the Senate. For what purpose, gentlemen, from Wayne, Representative Smith, rise.
I'd like to change my vote on Senate Bill 529 to a no.
Gentlemen, be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 529. For what purpose does the gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A no on 529.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 529. For what purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Clemens, rise?
Same. Thank you.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 529. For what purpose, gentleman from Pitt, Representative Murphy, rise? For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise?
No on 529, please.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 529. Senate Bill 219, Clerk will read. Actually, before we do that, Chair would like to recognize a guest on motion of Representative Butler of New Hanover and all members of the House. The Chair is happy to introduce and extend the courtesies of the gallery to her father, who's visiting from Saluda today, Sam Butler. Mr. Butler, where are you? I want to thank you for being with us today. Chair saw a light in the back a minute ago. Yeah. Senate Bill 219, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 219, bill to be entitled, a bill to entitle the Act to modify teachers' licensure requirements, General Assembly of North Carolina annexed.
Gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for adoption of the conference report.
Gentleman has moved adoption of the conference report. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We sent forth a licensure bill over to the Senate, and they also sent us a licensure bill, and the goal of this was to combine the two and meet the objectives of both chambers. I appreciate the other conferees, Representative Horn and Representative Clemens. We feel like this is in a good spot. And the reason why I wanted it to go ahead and be moved today, there are some personnel decisions that are having to be made at this time in your local LEAs, and this licensure switch can help with some relief to counties with those personnel decisions on continuing the contracts of some of the teachers. So I would appreciate your positive vote on the motion.
Question for the House, the adoption of the conference report, Senate Bill 219. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the bill. Representative Brockman, wish to record on this vote? Clerk will opt machine record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. The House does adopt the conference report to Senate Bill 219. Senate will be notified. Moving up the calendar, House Bill 483. Clerk will read.
Representative Yarbrough, Sane, Ray, and Brian Turner. House Bill 483, a bill to be entitled an act to require a minimum size limit for every commercially and recreationally important species of marine fish to ensure that 75% of the juvenile fish of each species will have an opportunity to reach maturity and spawn at least once. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you. We had a good long debate yesterday, and I sure hope we're not going to be digging into it nearly as deeply today. I had a couple of things I wanted to touch on from yesterday. Thank you to Representative Pittman for pointing out that the two species that do have spawning size limits are plentiful enough that the tourism developer in the beach towns can advertise about it. I'm glad that Representative Kidwell can catch a boatload of rockfish in his office in Little Washington. Those fish, of course, are stocked by the Wildlife Resources Commission to the tune of about $500,000 a year. Let them spawn is not going to be the end of bait fish, nor is it going to be the end of commercial fishermen, nor any more than the decline of these six species has resulted in the end of commercial fishing. As Representative Kidwell pointed out, it's mostly crabs and shrimp, a lot of offshore fish like tuna and mahi. Snapper and Grouper. The freshmen haven't seen this before, but this is the first time that I have seen us have a fishing bill even brought up and mentioned where we did not fill the halls with commercial fishermen. I've had several commercial fishermen reach out to me that they get this. This bill makes sense. They understand there's a problem. We talked about science. It appears that science is one of the biggest things that's holding back and tying the hands of the Marine Fisheries Director. During the debate yesterday, I had a representative approach me about putting an amendment in the bill that would require single hooks on lures, which makes sense. A lot of lures have treble hooks. A treble hook is three hooks welded together to make one. And what happens is sometimes when an undersized fish is caught with a single hook, you can reach down and just grab the hook and take it out without touching the fish at all. Sometimes when they're caught in a treble hook, they get tangled up in there and you have to handle the fish in order to get it out of there. Well, it turns out I've had this exact conversation with Marine Fisheries Director Murphy, and he told me at the time that he can't do a rule or regulation like that without having the exact science to back it up. I'm like, at some point, we have to use common sense. And this is, that's what this rule is. Let them spawn is just based on common sense. There's not a lot of science behind it. There are some success stories. But it seems like this body is where people are going to have to go in order to do anything that requires common sense. Because they get bogged down in the science, they get bogged down in the debate, and we did too. So I appreciate your vote yesterday, and I'd appreciate your vote again for what I think is just common sense.
What purpose does the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hannig, arise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor, may debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Out of a courtesy, I mentioned to the bill sponsor that we weren't going to debate this bill today. He said he would do the same. Obviously, that's not going to hold true. We've debated this bill to death. We've heard the science. We've heard all kind of stuff. What I'm asking you from today is to vote your conscience. I want you to vote what you were brought up here to do. You were brought up here to take care and be responsible for our number one resource. That is the people of this state. And that's what I ask you to vote your conscience today, thinking about that. Thank you very much.
What purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, arise?
To briefly debate the bill.
The lady has the floor and may debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know y'all heard a lot yesterday. I just wanted to remind folks about that. I think this bill is bad policy with unintended consequences. I think that if this had been something that had been put together by the different sides, by recreational, by commercial, by the environmental community, by the fishery scientists, maybe it would make sense. But I think the lack of broad stakeholder involvement would lead us to be adopting bad policy. We're forcing a management technique that many of the fisheries biologists disagree with, or at least all the objective fishery biologists that I've talked with since this bill was introduced. We're talking about discards, so one-size-fits-all with size limits, and we're going to a huge increase in fish mortality as a result. We have different species with different life cycles that need different approaches. There are lots of variables that account for the fish population that include water temperature, the explosive growth on our coast, the fish habitat, water quality. We have an interjurisdictional problem. We've got many of these species that are impacted by this legislation are parts of federal compacts and commissions that deal with the fish that migrate from state to state. So for me, this is not about recreational versus commercial fishing. This is about what's best for the resource. And I don't think this is good policy. And I think that we need to stick with the agency that's got the expertise. And I urge you to vote no. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, arise?
To very briefly debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor, may debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday I invited people down to Calabash to eat seafood. I want to temper that invitation just a little bit. I don't believe this bill is going to make a lot of difference between there, and it may make a big difference. But right now, we've got people struggling to, we have a group called Brunswick Catch up and down the coast. They have other fresh seafood commercial fishermen, and the restaurants try hard to provide fresh seafood right off the dock, fresh caught, not raised on all sorts of stuff that I can't mention in mixed company. But in Calabash, we have a lot of fresh catch. If this bill passes and it does what I'm afraid it might do rather than do nothing, you can always come to Calabash and have Japanese shrimp and Bolivian flounder. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, arise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor and may debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday we talked
Speaker. About... What purpose does the gentleman from Person, Representative Yarborough, arise?
For a motion.
It is not in order to interrupt the speaker to propose the motion the gentleman is going to offer. Therefore, the gentleman is not recognized. The gentleman from Beaufort retains the floor and may continue his remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, we talked a lot about the tax ramifications that I've seen in it, the people that are fishermen and what has happened to them. I want to consider some of the things that we talked about today here on the floor already, one of those being common sense. Common sense, when we apply it to this situation, would show us that in North Carolina, we've lost a lot of our fish processing houses. As I alluded to yesterday, this is not because the fishermen couldn't catch fish. It's because several things happened. NAFTA came in. We started trading with other countries, bringing in the foreign-fed fish, which I think a lot of us are not really interested in. Okay, the stuff that's raised in China and so on and brought into the United States. That made it cheaper. They got it to the market. It cut back on what our fishermen are going to do. We also have fishermen that have put excluder devices that we regulated onto them, onto their boats. They now have turtle excluders and fish excluders. Bycatch excluders, they call them. The turtle excluders cut back on how many fish they're going to catch. The bycatch excluders cut back on the number of fish they're going to catch. So we've lost the processing houses. We've cut back to about 10% of the fishermen that we've had. We don't have the ability to catch as many because of the devices we put on the nets. Our inlets are affected. Our hurricanes affect us. And a lot of this fish we're seeing, yeah, there's an increase in the landings in Virginia. Well, goodness gracious, what happened? A lot of those are North Carolina boats going up to Virginia to offload. Let's talk about that. You're reducing it here, increasing it there. It makes it look like the waters off of North Carolina are terrible. That's not the case, people. Talk to these fishermen. They fish all up and down the East Coast, not just off of North Carolina. The boat does not go out of Belhaven, go straight out and come straight back. He may fish in Virginia. He may fish in South Carolina. He'll fish anywhere because he's going to follow the migration of the fish. That's common sense. You do have to apply that. I would agree. The other thing I want to talk about is the little town of Belhaven, North Carolina. Most of you probably never even heard of. It's about 850 people in that town. They just got a grant to put a new fish processing plant in there. Going to bring 40 new jobs into Belhaven, where we have hardly any. They're one of the places that did lose a fish processing house. 40 new jobs to a town of 850 people. What do you think that's going to mean to them? Because I've already been told by leadership in Belhaven, they're reconsidering that plant because of this bill. Now, I know 40 jobs here in Raleigh doesn't mean much. 40 jobs in Belhaven, North Carolina means a lot. I want you to think about that a couple of minutes. Bycatch reduction efforts by our fishermen have cut bycatch by over 40%. They've also cut about 40% of the actual catch and landings. These are the things we have to take into consideration. Commercial fishermen agreed years ago to double their licensing fees so that we could use it to check what's going on these boats. But we're not applying that science here today. We have not seen the scientific proof. Here's my suggestion. I hope that Representative Yarborough would be interested in doing this if this bill, either way, if this bill goes forward or doesn't go forward. I think we need to study the situation and come up with real answers. I don't believe that's what we have here today. As a speaker from the other side of the aisle said earlier, this is a bad bill. This is not one that's going to solve this problem. I encourage you to vote no, big red X on this bill. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, arise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor, may debate the bill.
Here's a conversation here. By two CCA folks, CCA is the organization pushing this bill that's behind this bill. I'm not going to tell you who they are. Would you say this bill is a first step to taking action on inshore trawling and netting? The response is absolutely. If the law of North Carolina says that certain species have to be allowed to spawn, then you have a legal argument that anything that precludes the compliance of the law could be eliminated in a court of law if the normal regulatory bodies such as MFC or DMF fail to act. I told you yesterday that the whole point of some of these fish bills, of most of all of these fish bills, is to ultimately get the nets out of the water. That's the point of them. So it's been the point of it by the CCA since the 1950s. I'm not going to beat this thing to death. All I want to say is there's a plan to take to put our commercial fishermen out of business. And I just can't see it. If we have a problem, this is not the solution. One bill at a time by the General Assembly is not the solution. Again, if we have to put a committee together to look at DMF and MFC and look at what they're doing, let's do that. But to take a bill written, please vote no against this bill.
What purpose does the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hanning, arise?
I move to vote on the bill.
Representative, you are not a sponsor of the bill, and you cannot call the
question this time. Can I ask the bill sponsor a question?
Would the gentleman from Person yield to a question from the gentleman from Currituck?
Yes.
He yields.
Representative Yarbrough, would you like to call a vote?
Mr. Speaker, while I have the floor, may I call the previous question or make a motion to call the previous question?
The gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, is a primary sponsor of the bill and has moved the previous question. Therefore, the question before the House is the motion of previous question. Those supporting the motion to call the question at this time will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. With 69 voting in the affirmative and 32 in the negative, the motion for previous question has been adopted.
For our purpose, the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise.
I was on the floor. Yes, vote.
Gentlemen, of course, haven't voted aye on the previous question. Pursuant to the House rules, it's generally the majority leader and the minority leader who would get 3 minutes, but I don't know that this was very much of a partisan issue. It looked like it was all across the map. So do either the majority or minority wish for the 3 minutes? Looks like they're both waving off. In that case, then, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 483 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Meyer, Representative Montgomery, members wish to record. Clerk will the machine record the vote. 58 having voted in the affirmative and 47 in the negative. House Bill 483 passes its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. And is also ordered engrossed. Members, chair is pleased to extend the courtesies of the floor to former member Darrell McCormick over here on the right.
Darryl, good to have you here with us today, sir. Pages, please come forward. For what purpose the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise?
No on 529.
I'm sorry?
To vote no, to change my vote to 529 to a no.
Gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on the second reading of Senate Bill 529. Right. To our pages who have been with us here this week, we hope you've had a great time, had an opportunity to observe your state government in action, and also a chance, hopefully, to make some good friends from around the state. We appreciate the good work you gave us this week, and I would ask my colleagues to please join me in thanking you for your service. You may return to your post. For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Ball, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To be recorded no on 529.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 529. Members, for your planning purposes, we are going to have a no-vote session tomorrow. That will be for administrative purposes to move some bills around and so forth, but there will be no votes tomorrow. There will be votes, however, Monday evening. I believe there are three bills on the calendar for Monday evening, so there will be those votes on Monday. And then next week we will be moving along with, at some point during the week, hopefully a budget vote. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I want to know if Representative Lewis will yield for a question once he returns to his seat, sir.
Gentleman from Harnett, yield. He yields.
Representative Lewis, do you suspect that we'll have a Rules Committee on Monday?
Representative Floyd, I believe that rules will be meeting on Monday, in part because you asked for it not to meet today.
Follow, Mr. Speaker.
Recognize.
May I please, sir, that it will be in the afternoon?
Yes, sir. It'll be in the afternoon, and we'll get the notice out soon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For our purpose, gentlemen from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise.
For announcement.
Recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus Monday at 5. We'll start promptly at 5. We do have a number of issues we have to cover, and so it's very important that you attend. Thank you.
What purpose the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
To speak to a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, you may have seen in the news over the past year that North Korea has sent another set of remains of American service members back to the United States. The Department of Defense has a process by which they work to identify those remains. One of the soldiers whose remains were included in that shipment was a North Carolinian, Private Hoover Jones, who was from Nash County. Private Jones' remains are being delivered to RDU today, where his remains will be escorted by an honor guard from Fort Bragg to Raleigh. Governor Cooper has announced that flags throughout the state will fly at half staff tomorrow in memory of Private Jones, and that Private Jones' body will lie in state at the Capitol tomorrow. The governor and others will be laying a wreath tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I want to make sure that all the members knew of that event. After that ceremony, there'll be a service that will actually be led by Reverend/Representative Galliard, and then Private Jones' body will be transferred to Arlington Cemetery, where it'll be buried.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Bumgardner, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Another year is come and gone of fun in the General Assembly and Gaston County. And so I've been here now a long time, and this year it's my anniversary of my wife and I's marriage, and 1987 was a long time ago now, so it's been 32 years. Happy anniversary.
For what purpose, the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise.
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon the adjournment and spread across the journal, and I'd like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
So ordered, and the lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today is World Refugee Day, and so several of us have been visited by refugees from around our state. I wanted to acknowledge the observation of World Refugee Day. Just a few facts. There are nearly 69 million displaced people worldwide, about half of which are refugees, and children account for half of those refugees. Large population parts of Syrian and the Rohingya populations have been displaced. Refugees who are often women and children are at greater risk of violence, human trafficking, exploitation, and gender-based violence. They happen to be large contributors to our local economies and contribute, I understand, at least $831 million annually to North Carolina's economy. So it's important to observe World Refugee Day and reaffirm the goals of the day by promoting the safety, health, and well-being of the millions of refugees, including the education of refugee children and displaced persons who flee war, persecution, or torture in the search of peace, hope, and freedom. Thank you.
Mr. Kirk, Chair directs that Senate Bill 483, Vacation Rental Act changes, be removed from Committee on Commerce and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Also, the Chair appoints as conferees the following members as to Senate Bill 500. Those are Representative Elmore, Chair, Representative Clemens, and Representative Horn. The Senate will be so notified. For what purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I've announced the ag meeting considering the Farm Act a couple of times. It appears that the House Committee on Agriculture will meet at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning in probably 5:44. Stay tuned for the date. The reason I'm doing that, we all know that there's several sections in that bill. We're approaching the completion of the budget, et cetera, and we have moving targets. I want you to know that my door is open, my telephone is on for any concerns that you have about any sections in the Farm Act, but right now the Committee on House Agriculture will meet Tuesday morning, 8:30 a.m. in room 544.
What purpose, gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise today to congratulate my good friend and our colleague, Representative John Soka. Representative Soka was presented with the National Association of Federal Credit Unions Volunteer of the Year Award. And I'd ask you to join me in congratulated him on this very prestigious national award.
Any further notices or announcements? Again, members, tomorrow there will be session at 2, but there are no votes at all. There will, however, be votes on Monday of next week, and I would expect Tuesday, Wednesday, and then through the rest of the week. Seeing no further notices and announcements, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Friday, June 21st at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Lambeth, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, June 21st at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. Mr. Clerk, pursuant to Rule 15.1, the Speaker appoints the following individuals to the Committee on Finance. Representative Pat Hurley, Representative Darren Jackson, Representative Dana Bumgarner, Representative Chris Humphrey. The Senate will be so notified.
Representative Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough recognize to send forth the Regulatory Reform Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough, Regulatory Reform Committee report, Senate Bill 88, Electrician Requirements for Certain Regions, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 88, re-referred to the Committee on Rules.
Senate Bill 313, Preference Guarantee to Streamline Affordable Housing, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 313, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 316, Affordable Housing, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 316, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 355, Land Use Regulatory Changes, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and re-referred to Judiciary.
Senate Committee Substitute placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 355, the serial referral to the Committee on Judiciary is stricken, and the bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Special messages from the Senate.
House Bill 3934, Senate Committee Substitute, third edition, a bill to be entitled to expand the right to try to act, provide access to investigational adult stem cell treatment for patients diagnosed with a terminal or chronic illness for concurrence with Senate Committee Substitute.
House Bill 934 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for the 24th, which is Monday.
House Bill 1016, Senate Committee Substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make appointments of boards of trustees for constituent universities of the University of North Carolina and the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
House Bill 1016 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for 624, Monday. Reading of a representative statement, the clerk will read.
A representative statement observing World Refugee Day. Whereas World Refugee Day was a global day to acknowledge the courage, strength, and determination of women, men, and children who are forced to flee their homes due to persecution. And whereas, according to the United States High Commissioner of Refugees, one, a refugee is someone who faced persecution as well as well-founded fear of persecution for reason of race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership of a particular social group. Two, there are more than 68,500,000 displaced people worldwide, and worst displaced crisis in global history includes 25,400,000 refugees, over 43,100,000 internally displaced people, and 3,100,000 asylum seekers, and 10 million stateless people. Three, children account for 52% of refugees' population in the world, millions of whom are unable to access basic services, including education. Four, on average, 44,400 people per day are displaced from their homes. Five, 16,200,000 individuals were newly displaced due to conflict or persecution in 2017 alone, including 11,800,000 internally displaced persons and 4,400,000 refugees and asylum seekers. Six, 37 cities admitted 102,800 refugees for resettlement in 2017, while the third executive year, Lebanon hosted the largest number of refugees relative to its population, where one in six people was a refugee. Seven, more than half of the Syrian population lived in displacement in 2017, either displaced across borders within their own country. Eight, the fastest growing refugee population was spurred by the crisis in Myanmar, which grew over 655,500 Rohingya refugees, the majority of whom are children. Nine, projections indicate that more than 1,200,000 refugees were in need of resettlement in the third country of fiscal year 2017, as the projection continues to grow in 2018. And whereas refugee children are five times more likely to be out of school and non-refugee children, and whereas refugees who are women and children often have greater risk of violence, human trafficking, exploitation, and gender-based violence, and whereas the United States Resettlement Program is a life-saving solution critical to global humanitarian efforts, which serves to strengthen global security and advance U.S. foreign policy goals and support regional hosts countries while serving individuals and families in need. And whereas during the first 6 months of the fiscal year 2019, the United States welcomed a total of 12,155 refugees, less than half of the administration refugee admissions goal of 30,000 refugees. And whereas in this place, the United States may only admit around 22,000 refugees this year, whereas refugees are the most vetted traveler enter the United States and are subject to intensive screening checks, including in-person interviews, biometric data checks, and multiple integrity checks. And whereas the refugees are large contributors to local economy, pay an average of $21,000 more than taxes they receive in benefits, and revitalized cities and towns of offsetting populations decline of boosting economic growth throughout the county and opening business, paying taxes, and buying homes. And whereas several industries rely heavily on refugee workers to support their economic stability, the low rate of arrivals of refugees, especially towns that rely on refugees' populations, revitalize their industries and have serious impacts on economic growth. Now, therefore, it is important to observe World Refugee Day and reaffirm the goal of the day by promoting the safety, health, and well-being of millions of refugees, including the education of refugees, children, and displaced persons who flee war, persecution, or torture in search of peace, hope, and freedom. And witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 20th day of June, 2019, submitted by Representative Percy Harris, Rice Harrison, James White, House Principal Clerk.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 250, short title, Records of Excusals for Jury Duty, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House, and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. See referral to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House is added. Reading of a special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. Senate Bill 523, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various clarifying and administrative changes to the revenue laws. Senate Bill 523 will be referred to the Committee on Finance, if favorable, to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.